Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Today we start a brand new series. It's called The Gay Christian Identity, what it is and how to respond. My guest is Joe Dallas, and if that name sounds familiar to you, and I pray that it does, you may remember Joe's interview several years ago. We talked about his book, The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. Joe has also authored several other books, like The Complete Christian Guide to Understanding Homosexuality, When Homosexuality Hits Home, and Speaking of Homosexuality. Joe is also a conference speaker. He's an ordained pastoral counselor and the program director of Genesis Biblical Counseling, which is a counseling ministry for men dealing with sexual addiction and other sexual and relational problems. So let's dive right in with my interview with Joe Dallas. We're going to discuss the most pressing questions that our culture has about homosexuality. On today's episode of God, Sex, and You, we'll discuss three things. Number one, should I attend a same-sex wedding? Number two, how and why Joe's position on gay marriage has changed? And number three, can a homosexual really change? Today's show is titled, Should I Stay or Go? My invite to a same-sex wedding. So, Joe, welcome back to God, Sex, and You. You have been a very, very busy man over the last couple of years. And so good to have you back. I if you would, give us a little bit of background on why it is that you do what you do. It seems like you've got a couple, like one main theme in all of your writings there.
Yeah, Dustin. And by the way, thank you for having me. And it's always a pleasure talking with you. Yeah, I have been so affected by sexual sin in my own life, and was graciously brought to repentance back in early 1984 after spending years as a backslidden Christian involved in homosexuality, promiscuity, the use of pornography, and the use of prostitutes. So I'm very, very aware of how deeply these behaviors can impact a person's soul. And I also became aware a few years after my own repentance of how many men and women there are within the church, within the body of Christ, who are either actively involved in secret sexual sin or are feeling strong temptations towards those types of behaviors, and they're scared to death to admit they even have those temptations. So yeah. I've had the honor for the last 30 years now.
Wow.
Of working with women and men who are basically saying, not what God wants for me, nor is it what I want for myself, so what do I do? Mm. And so I'm very, very committed to equipping the individual to build up the church body to impact the culture. And I think that today more than ever, there's really a need for all three.
Well, I tell you, I was on your website this past week, and I love it. I love what you've done. There are some excellent video resources there, along with all the books that you've written. It's joedallas.com. It's real easy to remember. I wanted to chat and just kind of talk about the webinar series that you have coming up this Saturday and what that is all about. And then we'll also talk about some of your video resources. But let's talk about the gay Christian identity, what it is, how to respond. You have a complete webinar series that you're doing for the new year. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Every month, the first Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that, I believe, would be 1 p.m. your time there on the East Coast, and, of course, every time zone in between. The first Saturday of every month, 10 a.m. Pacific time, I'll be doing a 90-minute webinar on a subject that has to do with sexuality and Christianity. So, for example, the January webinar has been on the Gay Christian Identity. For February, my wife is going to join me, and we're going to be co-teaching a webinar together on the impact of sexual sin on a marriage, on both the wife individually and on the marital union.
Wow.
My wife has worked alongside me because most of the clients I've worked with for the last three decades, Dustin, have been married men.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been grateful to be able to counsel them and walk with them. But their wives have been calling the office saying, hey, what about me?
Yeah.
I'm brokenhearted. I'm scared. I don't trust him. This shattered me. Where's my help? And that's where my wife stepped in and formed a ministry called Wifeboat. And so she works with women whose husbands have gotten involved in pornography or had an affair or gone into some other kind of sexual sin. And so we're going to talk together about what we've learned these past few decades about what sexual sin can do to a marriage, and most important, what steps you can take to rebuild your marriage after sexual sin. So this webinar is going to be largely geared towards both couples and pastors or counselors who are working with couples to rebuild their marriages after there's been some kind of sexual transgression.
And one of the things that I like about your webinar, Joe, is that people are actually able to ask you questions. It's not like you're given just knowledge dump and then we're just supposed to process it, correct?
That's right. There is it's a 90-minute webinar in its entirety, and there is a teaching segment, and then we give a minimum of a half hour for Q&A or longer as necessary. And I got to say, so far, with each webinar, we've needed more than that 30-minute time slot to handle all the questions that come in. So that to me is very important, that people who join us for these webinars are able to ask whatever is on their heart in a safe, even an anonymous environment, because, of course, they don't self-identify when they ask these questions, but we will get them answered.
Well, that sounds good. So that's coming up this Saturday. And we'll be able to link that to our website as well. If you want to register for that, go to joedallas.com. Joe, let's do this. Let's kind of touch on some of the most pressing questions that our culture has right now when it comes to homosexuality. One of the things that I get asked a lot, one of the things that you've addressed on your website is, should I attend a same-sex wedding? Last time that we talked, there was no federal law for same-sex marriage. Now that there is, and that opens up a whole lot of questions, doesn't it? Should I go? Am I allowed
Yes.
to go as a Christian? How do I process all of that?
Dustin, let me qualify my answer by saying that there is disagreement even among Christian leaders as to whether or not a Christian should ever attend a same-sex wedding under any circumstances. Some Christian leaders, and I'm talking about Bible-believing solid leaders, are saying that under some circumstances you should. If you pray about it and feel led to, then you should be there. I happen to be in the other camp. I disagree. So let me just clarify, this is not an issue we would break fellowship over. I respect the opinions of those who disagree with me, but here's why. I do not believe it's right under any circumstances to attend a same-sex marriage ceremony. I think there is a big difference between attending a wedding and attending a party or a get-together or a dinner. I see no reason why we can't have gay or lesbian friends. I see no reason why we can't interact with them, enjoy their company, love them, serve them, and hopefully, as opportunity allowed, share the gospel with them. But attendance at a wedding ceremony is something different. I don't believe it's possible to attend a wedding without, by your presence, saying, I bless and condone this. So, for example, Dustin, if I had a friend who had been married 40 years and he dumped his wife for a young woman and then married the young woman.
Mm.
And
yeah.
he asked me yeah. to attend his wedding, I mm-hmm. couldn't go. Because by my presence, I would be saying, I think it's right that you dumped your wife for this younger woman. And so I'm here. And by my being here, I support what you're doing. I would love my friend. I would pray for him. I'm not saying I would cut off my relationship with him, but to be there at the ceremony, I believe, is a statement of approval. It's not just a statement of love. It's a statement of approval. And that, to me, is where the line has to be drawn. I could never in good conscience go to a same-sex wedding and say I approve of this because, first of all, Dustin, I don't even believe there is such a thing as a same-sex marriage. I think marriage, by definition, is between a man and a woman. So I cannot go and say I condone something that I don't even believe exists, and in fact, which I believe sanctions something God prohibits. So for those reasons, I would say no. And I say that respectfully because, again, there are men who I respect very much who are very prominent figures in the modern church who would say I'm all wet. so they may do so, but that's where I stand.
Now, this is interesting, Joe, because 30, 40 years ago, you would have disagreed with your position now. Is that correct?
Are you kidding? 30, 40 years ago, I would have shot Joe Dallas. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, I was a committed gay activist. So at that time, Dustin, I was on staff with a pro-gay church. There were very few of those in those days. But in the late 1970s, I joined the Metropolitan Community Church. And then after attending for some time, I joined the staff and was actually regularly preaching at the church and teaching Bible studies there as well. And I was very committed to promoting the idea that homosexuality and Christianity are compatible. We need to revise our understanding of the Bible. God made us gay, and the church needs to change its position. So for about 6 years, I was very, very committed to that position and that belief. And that's why I say 30, 40 years ago, if I'd heard somebody saying what I'm saying today, I would have said, let's take a contract out on the guy.
Well, it's amazing, Joe, isn't it? I mean, when God says that he's going to give you a new heart, and when he says he's going to change your life, he really means this stuff, doesn't he?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And in fact, I like the fact that you brought that up, Dustin. A lot of people ask, well, now, can you really change? If you were gay, can you ever really be straight and so forth? And if so, how do you change? And what I often point out is a change in sexual expression is nothing compared to a change of heart. The biggest change I experienced was not the fact that I stopped identifying as gay, stopped having sex with men, lived a celibate life for 3 years until I married my wife 30 years ago. We've raised two wonderful sons together who are now grown. That's not the biggest change. The biggest change that happened was the change in my heart towards God. When I gave myself over to sexual sin, not just homosexuality, pornography, prostitution, adultery, and so forth, why, I had a hardened heart towards God. So the big change that happened to me was God softened my heart to the point where I had to say, Lord, it does not matter what I feel sexually. It does not matter what I want sexually. What matters is what you want for me. And if there's a clash between what I desire and what you desire, there will henceforth be no contest. That, to me, is a change somewhat along the line of me growing a second head. I mean, for Joe Dallas to have that kind of attitude towards God, believe me, that's like the Red Sea parting.
I love listening to Joe Dallas, and here's why. There are some Christian leaders who can discuss, in love, homosexuality. And there are other Christian leaders who can debate it in truth. But Joe, and this is so important to understand. Joe has an authority on the subject of homosexuality that very few people have. He has something that most Christian leaders desperately need, and that's conviction. When Joe speaks, you can hear the sincerity in his voice and the Holy Spirit love that's in his heart. I mean, he knows that he knows that he knows that what he says is God's grace and truth. Why is that? Because he lived it. He experienced both the pain of the homosexual lie and the truth of God's grace. Jesus says this in Matthew 7, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it didn't fall because it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew, and that beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Now, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. People who heard Jesus, they knew that he was different. He had authority and he had conviction. Are you a Christian who is not convicted that what the Word of God has to say about homosexuality is truly true because of our culture? Well, I would encourage you to visit joedallas.com and order some materials, order some books, get signed up for this webinar coming up this Saturday, February the 3rd. And once again, that's joedallas.com. Tomorrow, we'll continue our conversation with Joe Dallas, and we will ask the question, what did Jesus have to say about homosexuality? Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. Starting in March, I will be hosting several online weekly groups for porn and sex addiction. I'm going to be teaching out of my new book, The Sex Spiral, Forgiven and Free from Pornography. So I would like to invite you to visit my website at dustindaniels.org to learn more. Get signed up. There is limited seating availability, I guess, online, if that's a possibility. I don't know. We'll figure it out together. This is just a great way for you to ask me personal questions. And once again, this is anonymous as well. And if you have a question or comment about today's episode, you can join the conversation once again at dustindaniels.org. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Purity Pastor. You can also rate the show. I sure would appreciate that. And if something was said today in this episode that really caught your attention, maybe the Lord just really made something stand out, share this episode with somebody. Share it with a friend. Share it with your pastor, your small group leader. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they're going to see God." Walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus. I love you and look forward to our time again tomorrow.